Hi, friends. Welcome back to the pod. It's Lizzie if you're new here. Today honestly feels really fucking heavy. I don't know if y'all feel that in the air either, but I am recording this right after an eclipse, so maybe that's got something to do with it. I also just feel like September always feels so heavy. And it's weird because it's like the most juxtaposing energy ever. Like September feels so good because, it's exciting. It's new energy. Like fall's coming, things are coming through, everything's new and exciting again. But then, like, that little nostalgia that comes with the seasons changing also creeps in at the same time, and it makes it really hard to carry both of those energies at the same time, because then you start to get your excitement confused for anxiety and anticipation and fear and worry, and you feel like you have to get your whole life together overnight almost in order to receive what's coming through, you know? And maybe I'm just projecting on this mic today, but if that's how it is, that's how it is, because I know that the people that are sticking around for this episode after I said that are resonating with it. So, welcome in. We're aligned. Before we get into everything today, I'll give you guys a brief little blueprint that goes over kind of what's on my mind right now and what I want to talk about. Obviously, if you know me here, we always get a little bit deeper than what's on the surface level. So, just take that into consideration. But the first thing I want to talk about is your desires becoming all-consuming. I went from being someone who had a really hard time desiring what I truly desire, like actually allowing myself to dream bigger, to dream to the extent of what my desires are asking me to, right? Like it's always been really hard for me to set my expectations super high for a lot of reasons that we don't need to go down right now. But now I'm in this phase where I've spent the entire summer really trying to allow myself to dream a little bit bigger and to make my dreams seem a little bit more tangible to me and, remind myself I'm actively working towards them, whether or not I can grasp the magnitude of what they hold. But now that I'm here, it's really hard for me to not constantly be thinking about my desires. And you can take that in any account that resonates with you right now. Maybe you desire a crush, and that's been on your mind a lot lately. Maybe you desire a job opportunity opening up, and that's been on your mind a lot. Like, it's not just in those huge dreams that have been with us since childhood. It's also in those little tiny mundane dreams that might have also been with us since childhood. We just don't realize that because we get so caught up with this in-between phase of where we are and where we want to be. And right now, I'm in this point in my life that I come to literally every single year around this time where I am forced to reevaluate my priorities. The things that I genuinely want to do and I feel good doing sort of have to go on the back burner a little bit for the things that I'm expected to show up to and to commit to. So right now I'm a college student and I'm forced to put school above everything else that I do. And I'm not coming at you from this place of feeling ungrateful or complaining about that, but I also just want to note that when you're forced to prioritize things for your future self over the things that feel good to you right now, in a way, you're going to feel like you're self-abandoning a lot. And in a way, you're going to feel like you're working towards no end goal. You're working towards something so far outside of yourself, and you're forgetting to just do what feels good right now, So you constantly feel like you're abandoning a part of yourself because you're so focused on creating a life for your future self. Everything that you do right now is for your future self. And if you're anything like me and you've come from, this very long haul of learning to love yourself, learning to do what feels good to you, and maybe you got there because you were living a life that was straight survival mode, and that didn't feel good to you, and was built off self-hatred and self-doubt. So now that you have created this relationship with yourself that you never thought you would get to, where you really do value and respect and love yourself. Every single time you do something that doesn't feel good to you, but you're just doing it because you're expected to show up at work, you're expected to go to class, you're paying money to be somewhere, it's going to feel like you are completely abandoning your purpose. Because if you've listened to my last episodes, you've probably heard me say, your purpose is peace. That's the reason why you're here. So when you're doing something that challenges you, that's really hard, and you are actually not going to reap what you're sowing for another few years, maybe, you get so caught up in how challenging it is and how much energy it takes to be challenged to the extent that it is challenging you, that it makes you resent it. It makes you resent what you're doing because you know that it's the reason why you don't have enough energy to pour into the other things that actually feel good to you, that you actually want to do, you know? So it's so hard because, you want to work towards that higher version of yourself. You're someone who's so committed to your future self because of the person that you were in the past, because you were once living a life that felt so uncomfortable and so unfulfilling that you're doing whatever you can in your current reality to build a life that feels good to you. And that's something that is so beautiful and magnetizing. And that's why you're going to reap everything that you sow. That's why you're going to get everything that you could have possibly imagined growing up and more. But that doesn't mean that you should be sacrificing the now in order to get there. And it comes with this level of balance. It comes with this level of courage and persistence and, sometimes just having to thug it through those things that feel like roadblocks in the moment, that feel like you're not finding any fulfillment in, to ultimately get to a point where you do feel fulfilled, where you do actually feel the satisfaction of what you've built for yourself. But what I'm starting to realize is that when you're someone who has worked so hard to get everything that you have in your life, it's really hard for you to actually find fulfillment in what you do have and appreciate everything that you have to its fullest extent because you know how much energy it took to get there. So let me just put it this way. Like, there are people who are just really good at school, right? Like, they don't have to study for a single exam, but they'll automatically get an A on an exam. And to them, it's just who they are, and that's what they do. So they'll find fulfillment in the fact that they got that good grade, right? But then there's people that work so fucking hard and put in at least 10 hours a day to study for that exam just to get a grade that, reflected the hard work they put in. But maybe we only got a 99 on that exam, right? And that 1% is what we hone in on. We look at that 1% and we view it as there was room for improvement. We could have done better. No matter how much energy and time we put into it, we could have done better. And it reflected in the grade that we received for it, right? So instead of operating from a place where we are taking gratitude and appreciation in ourselves for succeeding 99% of that exam, we look at the 1% of ourself that isn't good enough. And I guess it all kind of trickles back to self-worth, as it always fucking does. Like, why does it always come back to self-worth? Because everything in our life is trying to reflect to us the respect that we hold in ourselves, right? Like, do you respect yourself enough to know your limits before you burn out and crash? Do you love yourself enough to understand that if you say no to something because it's past your limits, that it doesn't mean that you're weak. It just means that you know yourself enough to understand where you draw the line for your highest good so that your future self is not looking back at your past self and shaming them for saying yes to something that didn't actually feel good to them to begin with, you know? So the next topic that I wanted to discuss today has to do with you asking all of the right things from the wrong people. And if you resonate with that, you probably also resonate with what I just said about a future you looking back at a past version of you and feeling some type of way about saying yes to something that didn't actually feel good to you in the moment. Because those two things, I think, in my mind, kind of go hand in hand. And what this fosters is this feeling of shame and this feeling of guilt. And what that actually means, what shame is in its inherent self, is you not doing something that feels true to your character, your morals, and your beliefs. So when you look back at a past version of yourself that asked or expected a specific thing from someone or from yourself, and you weren't met with what you were searching for, you start to go back to that past version of you and find shame in what you were asking for. And how you were asking it, and the magnitude of what it meant. When in reality, you were just asking the wrong people, or you were just asking too much of yourself at the time without looking at your own boundaries. Because I think we get so lost in the topic of boundaries that we forget to realize that our boundaries start with us. Our boundaries that we have with other people start with the boundaries that we have with ourselves. You know, maybe your boundary is that you're not going to let someone walk all over you, right? And just use you for the benefit of their own good. The boundary that actually starts with you is you respecting yourself so much that you don't expend yourself for others. The boundary is you loving yourself so much that you're not a doormat outside of yourself that you walk over every single day. You go back inside of yourselves. You reflect inner to find what you need to come back home to yourself. You don't just bypass whatever you're feeling in the moment. Because the thing is, when you start to shame yourself for past versions of you, right? Like, asking too much from someone, expecting too much from someone or from yourself, and then, you know, it not going exactly how you thought it was going to. You start to look at yourself and judge yourself through the eyes of someone that never saw you. And that someone could be yourself. That someone could be you looking at a past version of you through a judgmental sense of what they could have done instead of looking at it as, well, thank God I did that because I would not be who I am. I would not be realizing all of these things right now unless that past version of me acted in the way that she did, expected things in the way that she did. You know, like you're forgetting to take credit in the amount of awareness that it actually takes to get to the point where you're currently at, where you're finding shame for your past self because you have grown so far from that version of you that now that past version of you doesn't resonate with who you are as a person. So that's why you feel shame from it because you don't align with that version of you anymore. That doesn't mean that that version of you was wrong, though. That just means that that's not who you are to your core. And you have to figure out who you are by discovering who you're not, by letting yourself be exactly who you are in every single moment of your life. Because every single person, every single thought, every single version of you is an experience in your life. And if you look at everything in life as an experience, then you will never lose. You will never suffer from unmet expectations because your intention going into it was that you are allowing yourself to experience something. And when you're doing that, you're meeting everything with a level of curiosity that puts you in the driver's seat of your life. And I think that we are so concerned with what's in our control and what's out of our control all the time. Like, we try so hard to control things that we know subconsciously are out of our control. But by trying to control it, it makes us feel like we have control over it, you know? And that's when we feel this level of disappointment because we had this false sense of control over things that never were in our hands to begin with. So then we feel defeated by the outcomes. And I think when you meet things with a level of curiosity where you're just letting life surprise you in any way that it's going to and unfold in any way that it's going to because you're meeting life with the motive that you're here to experience things and learn from things, and that everything that you do experience is a lesson to be learned in itself, then that level of curiosity becomes your new relationship with control. That level of curiosity becomes how you actually experience the unknown and how you welcome the unknown into your life. Lately, I've been thinking a lot about trust and acceptance, and I feel like this past summer, my biggest lesson was learning to trust myself, learning to trust in a higher power, learning to trust the old versions of myself that were doing the best that they could, and just every single level of existence as it is, you know? And it's brought me to this place of understanding that trust and acceptance might actually be two different things that just coexist together and rely on one another in order to fully be embodied as that one thing. Like you can't trust something but not accept it. You can't accept something but not trust it, you know? So I've realized that I've gotten to this level of trusting that everything happens for a reason. But since I'm not accepting that things aren't exactly how I thought that they were going to be, it kind of mitigates this level of trust that I have because there's still a part of me that was attaching to the outcome that I thought was in my highest regard, right? But the point of life is not to always believe that you know what's best for you. I think it's very important to know who you are and to know what you deserve and what you don't deserve. But I don't think that having a level of awareness and having a level of self-respect means that you are always supposed to know what is in your highest regard in terms of what the future entails for you. You're not always supposed to know what's next because sometimes you're evolving at such a high rate that the fucking universe has to meet you where you are. The universe has to rewrite the cards that it had played out for you already because you're evolving at such a rapid rate that you feel like what you're going through is misalignment with who you truly are, when in reality, you're just aligning at such a high frequency and such a rapid rate that what you're aligning with is changing, that what you're aligning with is actually being forced to level up to the extent to where you are right now, you know? And then you get caught up with, but why am I not receiving all the abundance that I should be receiving if I know my worth, if I know how much I deserve, and I know what level of satisfaction I should be feeling in life right now? And it's actually just because you deserve something so expansive that you have to wait a little bit in order for that to come into your life. Because that part of you that creeps in that makes you question how much you deserve is holding you back from receiving everything that you ultimately desire, you know? And sometimes the things that you ultimately desire are going to be even better. They're going to be shown to you in a way that you would never have been able to concretely understand or expect in your current 3D world, you know? Like, you're supposed to let this element of surprise into your life. And I truly think that the universe wants you to be surprised because they see you for who you are. They see your heart. They see your heart of all hearts. I feel like we get so concerned with what our mind is constantly feeding to us, that we think that we are putting out the energy that our mind is emitting to us subconsciously, right? Like, you know, like I just said, where we are operating from this place of questioning what we desire all the time because we haven't gotten it yet. In a way, you're admitting to the universe that you don't know who you are when you're questioning what you desire and you're questioning your worth and you're questioning the universe's timing and judgment and all of those things. But in your heart of hearts, you're questioning what you desire because you know that you desire something more expansive. That's the energy that you're actually staying in right now. Your mind is not you. Your mind is just a reflection of all of your past experiences, the way that you were raised, how your environment taught you to show up as and to be and to act. All of those things affect how you think about life, right? But that doesn't mean it's who your soul is. It doesn't mean that's who you actually are to your core. Your mind is just this tool that is trying to constantly make or break you. And it doesn't mean that your mind is evil. It doesn't mean that your mind is always true. It just means that you have to use your discernment to figure out what is real and what is deceiving you. You know, because your own mind can be the deceiver sometimes. And that's what makes it so tricky, is that we start to feel like we can't actually trust ourselves because our mind is not us. Because maybe our mind goes back to those old versions of ourselves that try to creep in at times. And then when we feel like we're going through old thought processes, we feel like we haven't healed enough and there's more for us to uncover. And we're just so fucking tired that we don't want to have to go through those cycles again. But you don't have to go through those cycles again. Your mind is just telling you that you haven't healed enough and you have to go through those cycles again. If you feel like you don't resonate with those thoughts, then the decision is yours to fully move on from them. If you feel that those thoughts that come up that you're able to distinctly recognize are not your own, but are a past version of you's thoughts, then they are simply not yours. It doesn't mean you have to go through a rabbit hole of finding who you are outside of those thoughts again. It just means you have to actually sit with that current version of you right now and realize it doesn't align with you because you have evolved to a higher rate now, because you are not operating in that frequency anymore. And that's why it makes you feel uncomfortable. That's why it makes you feel like it's triggering old versions of you, because it's not you. And those old versions of you, those old thought processes, even those old people or places come up not to necessarily trigger you into looking at them deeper and healing them deeper, but to literally just show you how much you have evolved now. Those dark shadow parts of yourself sometimes come up to show you the light parts of yourself, to show you how powerful those light versions of you actually are. I feel like it's so hard to tiptoe this line of knowing that your purpose is peace, but also operating the way that you are right now for a future version of yourself, right? Like doing everything that you're doing right now for a future version of yourself. Because sometimes when you're doing everything that you can in your current reality for a version of you that doesn't exist yet, it's not going to feel peaceful. It's going to feel strenuous and anxiety-inducing at times, and almost purposeless at times. Because, yeah, you know you're working towards a higher version of yourself, but that version of you doesn't exist yet. So there truly is no end goal that you're working towards, because you don't know what that version of you looks like. You just know what you want that life to feel like. And that takes away from all of the power that your current reality holds and the current version of you holds, because all the past version of you wants is for you to feel good right now. And you're constantly going through this spiral of life where you're working towards something outside of yourself for the past version of yourself without recognizing who you are right now. You have to start living by the motto of enjoying being while becoming. You have to start realizing that your life starts right now. And yes, you are who you are now because of a past version of you, but the future version of you relies on the person that you have become in this current moment. So allow yourself to actually enjoy who you are without being so focused on where you're going, because you know that you're gonna get there. So what's the rush? Anyways, I think that's all I have for today. I really enjoyed that conversation with you guys, and if you resonated with it at all, I would just love for you to reach out to me in some way. Maybe you want to leave a review on this podcast. Maybe you want to DM me on Instagram. Whatever it might be for you to feel a little more connected to yourself and to something outside of yourself, even, I really encourage you to take whatever measure that calls out to you and feels good to you after listening to this episode. But anyways, that's all I have for you guys today. You know where to find me. My socials will always be linked in the show notes below, and you know if you have any comments, questions, or concerns to always reach out to me. It's what I'm here for. And yeah, I'm really excited for this new season that we're gonna step into, and I feel like it's the most inviting and truly real, raw, and authentic season that's gonna come from me yet, because I'm truly just sitting on this mic intuitively talking about whatever feels right to me in the moment, and I'm only becoming more authentic every time I show up to this mic by operating from that place. I know you guys feel that too, and I know that authenticity sees authenticity. So if you feel that in me, it's in you. The beauty you see in others is inside of you. And I think that's all that I have for today. As always, come as you are and leave a little more healed.